This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
Thank you, Secretary Lima. I will now announce the tally of the vote for the office of President of the United States. For Joseph R. Biden of Delaware, a Democrat, ayes 55, noes 0.
And that's the way it sounded yesterday in the state of California as voters in the Electoral College officially pushed Joe Biden above the 270 threshold, and he became the president-elect of the United States of America. The Electoral College yesterday gave Mr. Biden a solid electoral majority of 306 votes to affirm his victory in last month's election. The results will be sent to Washington and tallied in a January 6th joint session of Congress. The U.S. president-elect is campaigning today in the southern state of Georgia for two Democratic Senate candidates. Sagar Magani has more from Associated Press.
Biden will campaign in Georgia today with Democratic Senate candidates John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock. They face runoff elections in 3 weeks against GOP incumbents David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. Senate control is on the line, with Republicans needing just one win to keep the majority. Biden was the first Democratic presidential candidate to win Georgia in nearly 30 years. The party hopes he can sway moderates and maybe some GOP-leaning independents to back Ossoff and Warnock, neither of whom have ever held public office. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Journalists covering the first district elections to take place in India-controlled Kashmir since the government revoked the region's special status last year say they're being harassed and obstructed from reporting. Media in the region were already facing challenges, including regulations imposed during the COVID-19 lockdown. This is